We, the 6 million murdered people, speak. Men, women, and children living and laughing once like you. We who are suffocated in overstuffed freight trains by brutish Nazis who crushed the skulls of infants. We, pushed into gas-filled chambers, beaten to death, forced to dig the trenches into which our starved bodies were catapulted and heaped to little mountains. We, the 6 million Jewish martyrs, raise our silenced voices incessantly and speak to you, and you, and you. For us, the victims of bloodthirsty terror which humankind contrived to be the instrument of power, you shall not weep or grieve as mourners used to do. Ours is no grave. No tombstone promulgates our names, no date, nor any pious record of our death, nor gentle words of eulogy and testimonial pronounced a last farewell when we were buried. And now we do not want your tears. The soothing flow of tears endows with gentle solace the desponding soul. Be ne'er consoled. Your consolation would be pernicious to our memorial. Nor do we want the outbursts of your wrath. Your lamentations ne'er bring us back. We loathe the ifs and buts, the arguments and questions of your debate, your clever reasons disputing why the world has failed us. What is it good for? See, our blissful song broke off just when our lips were moved to form the rhyme. Our days were torn to bits long before sunset's dawn. Nay, we want you. We want your entire life, your pulsing heart, to be our last repose. We want the ocean of your thoughts prepared to carry on its waves our immortality. Through the unfastened sluices of our spirits, streams of our strength will join your ready souls. We will survive in you. We ask your mind to be our monument whose imprint bears our names. You be the vessel of our thwarted hopes, of our frustrated love and incompleted work. Oh, lend us your tongue and pronounce those words of fondness, friendship, brotherhood, and love which beastly hatred murdered with our life. Grant us your eyes to fill them with your vision, ears to listen to enchanting music. We want to do your deeds, your sacrifices. We want to walk your ways to reach your goals. Carry our memory, not like a heavy yoke which wistfully your weary shoulders bear, yet like a crown, committing you to duty of justice, harmony, and peace for all. Ennoble us and you. Restore the dignity of man, the rulership of God, perverted and debased by human madness. Change by your loyal deeds the horror of our fate in destiny divine. We, the 6 million murdered people, speak. By Rabbi Davin Schoenberger, native of Germany, chief rabbi of Aachen, Rhineland. Escaped Germany in 1938 and lived in Birmingham, Alabama. He was the rabbi who married Anne Frank's parents.